So, on this holy occasion of the Sharadiya Ras Purnima, which is what it is, of course in Kali Yuga, you know, you must be knowing, that for us, Rasalila means dancing and chanting in Prema Nam Sankirtan. Prema Nam Sankirtan. You know what is Prema? It is the antithesis of Kama. Atmendriya Priti Banchi Tari Bala Kam. So Kama means to satisfy one's own senses, to have the desire to satisfy one's own senses. But Krishnendriya Priti Ichcha means, Ichcha means desire also. Dare Premanam, Krishna Indriya Priti Ichcha. So, what is called prema is the intense desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. When Krishna called with his Vamsi flute at Vamsibhat on this very evening, approximately 5,000 years ago, and it's happening continuously, it's going on in the Aprakat Leela also, but we're not able to hear that flute. Maybe it was because Krishna became so enamored by the beauty of Radharani that he dropped his flute and didn't even know it. So he was trying to play and blowing into the air, so naturally we can't hear it. But 5,000 years ago, when Krishna played his flute and called all the gopikas to Rasmandal for Raslila to fulfill their desires, their intense desire to satisfy his senses, Krishnendriya Priti Ichcha, Dare Premanam, their intense prema to satisfy Krishna's senses. So, when he called, what happened? Many of them were milking cows, some of them were feeding their babies, or someone else's babies, because most of them. Actually, Rasalila chapter in the Bhagavatam is an amalgamation of more than one Rasalila. So there's a whole discussion about that, how it is on the first Rasalila, there was no question of anyone having any babies. But an unfortunate thing happened for some of the gopis. At least it was unfortunate. Of course, their misfortune, they were able to turn their adversity into an advantage, in that at least the intense feelings of separation caused by being locked in their rooms by their husbands and their superiors drove out all scraps of materialism. Any type of material tendency within their heart was driven out. But we should know that there was a reason why Yogamaya arranged for those girls to get themselves locked into their rooms instead of being able to proceed, dropping their husbands, dropping their children, dropping the milk boiling over on the stove. One time, Prabhupada smelled some milk burning coming up from the kitchen, and he hollered down the stairs from his quarters to where the kitchen was, "Who's going to hell?" Because burning milk is a very irreligious activity. Who's going to hell? But the gopis, they didn't care whether they were going to hell or not. Let the milk boil over and burn on the stove. What do we give a damn? We're going to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So many of them, because they had their spiritual bodies and they were already fully absorbed in intense prema, up to the platform of Mahabhav. Mahabhav, from Sneha onwards, Sneha, Pranaya, Man, then Rag, Anurag, Bhava, Mahabhav. All these levels of prema can only be realized in the spiritual body. So why is it that some of them got locked in their rooms so that they couldn't proceed to Ras Mundel. And maybe we should ask our own selves the same question. Why it is that even though Krishna is playing his flute, calling all the gopikas to Ras Mundel this evening, but we're not even able to hear the flute. These gopis in Krishna Leela, they had attained Bhav Siddhi in their previous lifetimes as sages of Dandakaranya, but the difficulty was is that they had not yet sufficiently intensified their purvarag. Purvarag means their intense attraction with the anticipation, their preliminary attraction to Krishna. So they had not sufficiently intensified. So similarly, the reason why we don't have our spiritual bodies so that we can on this night rush to Krishna to satisfy his senses is because our purvarag is not sufficiently intensified. Our bhakti is not sufficiently intensified. Our prema, these girls, they had achieved Bhav Siddhi. They had sadak deha though. They were born from the wombs of gopis, but they had not sufficiently intensified their purvarag. So Bhakti Devi had not yet conferred upon them their completely ananda siddhadeha, their spiritual bodies. Krishna only dances with the girls who get spiritual bodies. He doesn't dance with material bodies. So we shouldn't think that, okay, we've joined the Hare Krishna movement and we're chanting and dancing. This is our practice, how to rasa dance for the pleasure of Krishna by dancing for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya, for dancing for the pleasure of Guru, dancing for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. But it is not that because we've done a little dancing and chanting that that's enough. We have to intensify our bhav. We have to intensify our prema, which means we have to intensify our ichcha, our desire. By desire, we've come to this material world, and by desire, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. By desire, only by desire. By desire, because if we have a desire, especially in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, we should be very careful what we desire when we're in Vrindavan. If we're desiring for putnis and Putney, then what kind of desire is that? Nonsense. Sheer nonsense. Krishna's the only Putty. We have no other Putty. So those who are thinking that they have to fulfill some emotional needs by getting their Putty or getting their Putney instead of getting Krishna, they're complete nonsense. They have no understanding of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. They've missed the point. Completely missed the point. Bhakti has nothing to do with any of that. Bhakti is simply the cultivation of the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Bhakti is nothing more than the pursuit of the principles of prema dharma. Prema dharma means simply, very simply, that I desire to please Krishna. I have no other desire. First deserve, then desire. But when do you deserve? Because you can go on thinking like that, first deserve, then desire. First deserve, then desire. But when do you deserve? You deserve when your desire is big enough, so big that there's no room in your heart for any other desire. That is Krishna consciousness. So joining the Krishna consciousness movement and dancing and chanting in Nam Sankirtan means the cultivation of that desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna without any anyabhilasita. Do you understand this? Anyabhilasita shunyam. No other desire. No ulterior motive for joining the Krishna consciousness movement. No ulterior motive for joining the Sankirtan performance. Not that we join the Sankirtan performance in order to exploit each other. That is sheer nonsense. We're not here for that. We're here to help each other cultivate prema. so that we can go back home, back to Godhead, so that we can get our eternal husband and forget about all these nonsense so-called husbands in this material world. No one can successfully play the role as a husband. Why? Because we are not capable of being husbands, because we are prakriti. We're female. We're not supposed to be lesbians. I'm not a lesbian. You know what is lesbian? Lesbian when two girls try to get it on. What is this nonsense? This is sheer madness, sheer lunacy. So, we have to intensify our purvarag. We have to intensify. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says the only legitimate aspect of Vipralamba Bhav, which is to be cultivated by the sadhaka. After attaining Bhav, you can go onward. But for the sadhaka, before attaining Bhav Siddhi, the only legitimate program for cultivating the Vipralamba Bhav is to cultivate Purvarag. Purvarag means the intense desire to meet Krishna, to join with Radha and Krishna's dancing party. That is the aim of this Krishna consciousness movement, to join with Radha and Krishna's dancing party. So we have to think of it very seriously. What are we doing with our lives? On this Ras Purnima, Maharas is for all the different varieties of gopis, to bring in all the different varieties, including the newcomers. One day, by Krishna's grace, by Radharani's grace, especially by Radharani's grace, we will also become newcomers. We'll also become sadhan siddha gopis. And maybe there'll be a few gopas, but they won't be able to join the rasa dance. So, I'm going to join the rasa dance. And anyone that assists me in this Nam Samkirtan Jagya in this lifetime, they will also go with me to join the rasa dance. But if you're not going to get into it, I'm not going to wait for you. That is not my obligation. I am no one's Diksha Guru. Nor do I think I'll ever become anyone's Diksha Guru. Unless Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and Radharani and Srila Prabhupada gang up on me and force me. But as far as that goes, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada has instructed that it is best not to accept any disciples. And I'm doing my level best to follow that instruction to its profitable end. Profit means that I'm not going to get bogged down by all the petty little nonsense, you know, problems of all the Shishapraya means like disciples, not really disciples. Materialistic devotees, unqualified disciples. I refuse to allow myself to fall victim to that scenario. So I'm marching forward. I'm going back home, back to Godhead by their grace, by my guru's grace. I will certainly get my spiritual body by their grace. And you don't know how beautiful my spiritual body is. It puts all of you girls to shame by about a million fold. So don't think that it's possible for me to be attracted to your stool bag like frog bodies. Because my body, my spiritual body, is billions of times more beautiful than any of this nonsense. Reflection. The only reason we have anything to do with any of you girls is because you vaguely, slightly, very slightly, dim reflection, vaguely remind us of the gopis. So when we see you, we think, oh, just see how any beauty that is there, whatever attraction is there, is a dim reflection of the attraction of Srimati Radharani. Very dim. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Of course, it is my good fortune that I get to dress Srimati Radharani, and I get to bathe Srimati Radharani. I get to serve her lotus feet. So I have some idea how beautiful she really is. And I want to become one of her intimate, shall I say it? Yes. Manjari maidservants. That is my dharma, my swadharma. And it is possible. Foolish, small-minded devotees think that it is not possible to actually attain that perfection in the context of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. But you have to desire, and you have to intensify your desire. It is certainly possible. So by way of encouragement, I'm just trying to push you a little. Please join in our Sankirtan every day without fail for the whole month of Kartik. And help cry out for Krishna's mercy. The more the devotees, Prabhupada said, the better the kirtan. The louder the voice. The louder the voice. So loud that Krishna should be able to hear us in Golok Dham. Because this Braja Mandal is Golok Dham. Only because of contaminated sense gratificatory propensities in our heart, we don't have the eyes to recognize that. But there's no difference between this Braja Mandal and Golok. And you can certainly have a vision of Golok in this Gokul Braja Mandal. You can certainly have it. But you have to work hard for it. It is not a cheap affair. It's not the property of the Prakriti Sahajiyas. It is the property of pure-hearted, very serious-minded sadhakas and siddha bhaktas. By Krishna's grace, all these things are possible. By Srila Prabhupada's grace, all these things are possible. There's no doubt. When Krishna shows you his beautiful transcendental form, when he gives you a spurti vision of his unlimited beauty, then you'll never ever think to leave this Krishna consciousness movement. And you'll never ever think to allow yourself to be distracted by any superfluous goals. If you ever saw Krishna, you would definitely understand the power of this ISKCON movement. I understood that by Krishna's grace more than 35 years ago. And because of it, my heart has become solid, like lines on the stone. I'll never, ever give up the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and never, ever give up the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And you can also, by their grace, you can also have that darshan, that vision of Krishna. But you have to struggle for it. Krishna wants to see how much you're willing to struggle. And struggling in Kali Yuga, there's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way than Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan is the way to struggle for the satisfaction of Krishna. There's no other way. Kali Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. What is Kali Yuga Dharma? It is Nam Sankirtan. There's no other Dharma. People who think that there's room for anything else in their life, then the endeavor to attach oneself to the performance of Nam Sankirtan are an illusion. To the extent that they're distracted from the regular and quantity as well as quality performance of Sankirtan Jagya, to that extent, they're an illusion. So we should not allow ourselves to be an illusion. Every other anga of devotional service is meant to help us to become more attached to the performance of the Yuga Dharma. Without performing the Yuga Dharma sufficiently, that means giving it enough time and frequently enough. Not just once in a blue moon. Not just once a year or so when we come to Vrindavan for Kartik or whatever. There has to be sufficient dose. There has to be proper frequency. Otherwise, how will we get well? Because to be real, we are very sick. Anyone who cannot see the actual sarup of the soul, and anyone who cannot get the darshan of Krishna, should know that we are very sick. So Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vine Nahi Tare Pravartana. Nahi Tare Pravartana. One cannot be instrumental in the propagation of this Krishna consciousness movement via the process of performing the Yuga Dharma for the satisfaction of Guru and Gauranga without being empowered. And what is that empowerment? That empowerment, Krishna Shakti means Antaranga Shakti, Sarup Shakti, Bhakti Shakti, Kripa Shakti, Sarva Shakti. Where can we find that Sarva Shakti? In Nam. Nija Sarva Shaktis. Krishna's own intrinsic spiritual potencies are there in Shudanam. So if we're not chanting Shudanam, if we're chanting Abhasnam, all right, we can become freed from material contamination. If we're chanting Aparadnam, then we can get our bhukti and mukti and all these things, you know, nice arrangement for husbands and, you know, International Meat Mart, Vrindavan Yatra, the International Meat Mart, where everyone comes to find their life's companion. Krishna's my life's companion. Lord Chaitanya is my life's companion. He should be your life's companion also. Harinam is my life's companion. I have no other life's companion. Harinama, 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 Eva Kivanam. Nam Sankirtan. To the extent that we help the performance of Nam Sankirtan, to that extent we are theistic. And to the extent that by whatever anarthas are plaguing our hearts, to the extent that we detract from the performance of Nam Sankirtan by engaging in various other superfluous activities, you know what Srila Prabhupada had to say in this regard? He said that I have to strain my brain to find so many other engagements for you because, why? Because you have no taste for chanting the holy name. But actually our real business is to sit in the Dham and chant the holy name of Krishna. That is our only business. But because we have no taste for that, therefore I'm pushing you. Prabhupada said, therefore I'm pushing you for so many other engagements like opening temples here and there all over the world. Why? Because you have no taste for our real business, our first, primary, foremost business, to sit in the Dham and chant Premanam, the pure name of Krishna. It's so important to get an attraction and a taste for chanting. And taste doesn't come, real taste doesn't come until you're chanting Shudanam. Only Shudanam can give bhakti. Without chanting Shudanam, no one can impregnate the heart of another living entity with bhakti shakti. Bhaktisiddhanta says that only the Mahabhagavat has the fitness to bestow Shudanam, which is inclusive of all of Krishna's shaktis, which is identical. Who is identical with the self-same Nami Krishna himself? Radha Krishna. The easiest way to become fixed in the determination to achieve Shudanam Ruchi is to hear about Krishna's beautiful leelas in Vrindavan and chant the holy name of Krishna while thinking of Krishna's beautiful form, his Rupa Madhurya, his Leela Madhurya, his Venu Madhurya, and his Prema Madhurya. These things, by becoming absorbed in thinking of these things, while we're chanting the holy name, on the basis of our attraction to the realm of Braja, and the intensification of our lobha for attaining the services of Radha and Krishna in the realm of Braja, we can very quickly come to the platform of Shudanam. Otherwise, if we are simply dependent on the fear-based Vaidika process under the order of Guru, under the axe upon your neck of scriptural injunctions, then it may be a long, long time before you rise above the Aparadnam platform, even to the clearing stage. Intelligent devotees will come quickly to the clearing stage because they don't want the axe on their neck. But by pursuing the path of rag, rag means attraction. How are you going to be able to pursue the path of rag if you don't get the preliminary lobha, the preliminary greed for attaining the Madhurya Leelas of Radha and Krishna in the realm of Braja? And how are you going to get that attraction if you don't hear about the Braja Leelas? It's essential that we hear about Krishna's Nitya Leelas. And for those who have not yet attained Nishta platform, then you must also simultaneously hear about his Naimittika Leelas. Naimittika Leelas means the killing of the demons, primarily, devouring forest fire and other such Brahma Vimohan Leela, these types of Leelas. Therefore, Bhagwat Shravan, Nam Sankirtan is the primary process. But to give shape to our Nam Bhajan, Bhagwat Shravan, and to give power to our Nam Bhajan, Dam Vas, and to give inspiration to our Nam Bhajan, Sadhu Sangha. And there's one more. Sri Murti Seva. To appreciate the beauty of the personality of the name, we serve the Murti. So that we can cry out his holy name from the heart for his satisfaction. By crying out the name of Krishna, Radha is pleased. And by crying out the name of Radha, Krishna is pleased. But because, at least for those who are cultivating the Kinkari Bhav, for those devotees, we can understand some esoteric principle that our name of Radha, our desire to please Krishna, is veiled. It is veiled. Radha, we cover Radha, the name of Radha. We don't chant Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This mantra is specifically useful in the matter of cultivating Radha Dasyam. It is described by Dhyan Chandra in his Gorgovinda Archan Smaran Padati that the Manjaris, they have a secret love for Krishna. A secret love for Krishna. They don't expose their love for Krishna. Sometimes they do when they're in the right company, but generally they keep it a secret. The Manjaris have secret love for Krishna. And that secret love means that in a covered way, they chant the name of Radha for the pleasure of Krishna. Hare. Hare Krishna. We chant openly the name of Krishna for the pleasure of Radha, because there's no problem with announcing to the world our desire to please Radha. But we keep our desire to please Krishna under wraps. Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Rama means Radhika Raman. He who gives pleasure to Radha. He who surrenders to the lotus feet of Radha, begging to become her humble servant. In the matter of fulfilling all of her desires to satisfy his senses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram.
Thank you.